Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Parsons Island is still without ferry service after the dock collapsed on the mainland side of the crossing. More live and local from the scene with WWJ's Mike Campbell. Mike.
It does not look good. The main dock, which is where the Champion Ferry comes in and drops cars off, passengers off from Parsons Island and then returns them, can't get into the dock. Yesterday they were pulling in. Apparently the dock collapsed due to the high water, they're saying. A lot of the damage done from high water levels, and they are now only taking passengers, no vehicles over. I'm counting 92 vehicles at places in the parking lot at the ferry dock and across the street where there's some parking lots. Ran into this guy. Didn't want me to use his name or his occupation. He works on the island, has to catch the 5:30 ferry. Usually can't do that, not until 8 this morning.
There's nothing you can do about it, I guess. So I don't know. I walked over and looked at it this morning, and that's pretty bad shape. I'm really surprised they're allowing foot traffic even.
Yeah, and that's all they're allowing. And a ferry will start at 8 o'clock this morning, and who knows how long it'll take to fix this dock before they can get cars back and forth onto the island. Reporting live in Algonac, Mike Campbell, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A school fight involving a security guard results in charges. Detroit police say two girls, 16 and 17 years old, at Cornerstone Health and Technology High School got into an altercation with a school security guard, a 46-year-old woman. This happened last Tuesday at the school on the Southfield Service Drive near Outer Drive. Investigators say the guard argued with the girls before putting them out in a waiting area, but the back and forth continued, and they got into a fight physically. The 17-year-old is named Armani Davis, has been charged with assault and battery. No word yet on the charges against the 16-year-old.
Drivers under the age of 18 in Michigan would need to hang up the phone and drive under a new bill now being debated at the state capitol. The governor likes it. More live and local now with our Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick. Tim.
Yeah, lots of luck trying to police this puppy, eh? Here are the state police statistics. 41% of the young drivers under the age of 18 admit that they send texts and emails on a regular basis while driving. And 26% say they do it daily. You can't hire enough police to police this legislation if it's passed into law. But the Michigan House yesterday, on an 87-21 vote, 21 people thinking this is not a good idea, sent the measure to the state Senate. The Senate is now out of session and probably won't take this up until after the first of the year. And you're right, the governor says this is one way to save lives, but how do you get kids to stop what they've been doing for years? Lawmakers going to take a shot at it. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, state legislature has voted to legalize sports betting and internet gambling. Michigan will become the 20th state to authorize sports wagers and the 5th to allow casino-style games to be played online. The legislation reflects a compromise with Governor Gretchen Whitmer after lawmakers agreed to a higher tax on iGambling than what was initially proposed. The bills approved yesterday will expand options for gamblers in a state with 3 commercial casinos in Detroit and 2 dozen tribal casinos elsewhere. Sports betting could be in place by March Madness.
Updating a story we've been following this morning on WWJ. New information on a double murder investigation in Detroit. That's where we find WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas, live and local on Detroit's West Side. Vicki.
Roberta, Detroit police still on the scene here of this double murder on Manor. Preliminarily, we are being told that the 43-year-old suspect actually called the parents of one of the victims, which prompted them to come here to the home. Now, they checked everything out, thought the two men were sleeping, and then they left. The sister of one of the victims didn't think it sounded right, so she called 911. Detroit police had to force entry into the home. The suspect then threw a gun into another room and surrendered and told police that he had to do it. The two victims found shot in the head inside this home. Reporting live and local, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
Planting evidence, lying to prosecutors, and stealing from dope dealers, just a few of the misdeeds uncovered by Detroit police trying to uproot the corruption in their narcotics unit. The problems in the unit could be more extensive than first thought. Detroit Police Chief James Craig reassigned the more experienced members of the unit and called in state and federal investigators to help. The ongoing probe also found funds paid to informants being pocketed. Drug suspects made informants without clearance and drugs as evidence for a Chicago case being stolen before the trial.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.